This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 2:43 Central Time, 41 degrees in Urbana. Over the last couple of days, we've had a reprieve from the bitter cold of last week, but winter is far from over. My guest in this portion of the program is here to share with us some information about keeping warm without busting the budget. We'll also talk about the assistance that's available for people who need help keeping the heat on. My guest is Charles Jackson. He is Deputy Director for the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services. He heads the state's Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, and the state's Home Weatherization Program. LIHEAP is designed to assist eligible low-income households pay for winter energy services. And the goal of the Home Weatherization Program is to help low-income residents save fuel and money while boosting their comfort at home. Mr. Jackson, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin by talking about what we can do without spending any money to save money and save energy. What can we do? Where should we begin?
Well, you can get a programmable thermostat, which is relatively low cost, but you can also control your thermostat in your house yourself to a level that maintains your comfort, but isn't so high that you're wasting energy. There are other things you can do, such as making sure your furnace is operating efficiently, making sure that the filters are clean. Those types of things don't cost anything, but can save you in the long run. You can also do a more comprehensive audit of your home energy consumption, finding ways to save energy, changing light bulbs from incandescent light bulbs to fluorescent light bulbs. Compact fluorescent light bulbs can save in your electricity bill. There are a number of things that you can do, and we've got all kinds of information on our website, which is keepwarm.illinois.gov, to give you some things to think about.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about the help that's available for people who need assistance keeping the heat on and making their homes more comfortable and energy efficient. LIHEAP and the Home Weatherization Program, how do they work?
Well, the Bill Payment Assistance Program will help you pay your bills if you're a low-income household, meeting the income guidelines for the program. So you may get a little bit of help or more considerable help if you need it in order to maintain your home energy service or to get your service restored if you've had problems with paying your bills in the past. So that's a program that helps about 4,500 households every year in Champaign County and over 300,000 statewide. The weatherization program helps families in a different way. It also serves low-income families. The idea is to help lower your consumption of energy by insulating your walls and attics, keeping the warm air in so you don't lose it, and that can make a big difference on those electricity and gas bills. We're typically able to achieve savings of 10 to 20% for the average household that we serve.
Okay. The 4,500 Champaign County residents who receive LIHEAP assistance, what's the typical grant, if that's the right word?
The average is slightly under $500, but it can range considerably depending on the household's size, for example, and the type of fuel used to heat the home. So we give a basic grant based on the characteristics of your household. For those who have either faced disconnection of their service, we can provide additional help to get the service restored or to avoid a disconnection that's imminent. So accounting for all those types of assistance, the average is slightly under $500.
Yeah. Does it help pay for furnace repairs if that's something that's needed?
That is something that we're able to provide through our program for families who not only need financial assistance but also need to get that furnace replaced or repaired. That's something we can help with.
Does it help with other utilities, say water or telephone?
No, but there is a telephone assistance program that is available, and you can apply for that program through your telephone company directly.
Are renters eligible?
Yes, we do provide weatherization assistance to renters and also bill payment assistance. For weatherization, we of course require cooperation from the landlord. They may have to make a contribution towards some of the costs for the weatherization assistance.
And how does one apply for these programs?
We have a network of 35 community action agencies that we partner with. They serve every county in the state. The community action agency for Champaign County is the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, and you can apply directly at those agencies. We have a toll-free number that you can call to find out what the most convenient location is for you to apply. That toll-free number is 877-411-WARM. You can get connected to your local agency by calling that toll-free number.
Yeah. What if you're homebound? Can you do it by phone or through the mail, or can you have a representative go for you?
Yes, there are different ways in which we help the homebound. Each one of our agencies is able to either send a staff person to the home of that applicant, or working through a family member or a case manager, the application can be taken and benefits provided.
Yeah. When should one think about applying for these programs, and how long does it take to process an application?
Well, you should apply now if you're eligible. There's no reason to wait. We're taking applications, and we have been taking applications since the fall. Basically, the processing of an application can take anywhere from, you can find out because of the technology that we're using on the same day as your visit what you may be eligible to receive, and the payment may be showing up on your bill within 1 or 2 months. So it's a program that takes advantage of some pretty sophisticated technology to get the benefits processed pretty quickly.
How are the payments made to the utility?
Well, we're able to make a pledge to the utility company, and the utility company will make sure that pledge is reflected on the bill, and then we'll follow up with a payment to fulfill that pledge. So we'll make that payment directly to the utility company.
Yeah. How have the utility companies been in general in helping people out?
Well, we've had this partnership with the utility companies for the history of the LIHEAP program, and things more recently have been difficult, as you know, with prices increasing. I think a couple of years ago we saw a big spike in natural gas prices. More recently we've seen dramatic increases in electricity prices. Fortunately, we've seen from the utility companies more assistance from them being made available to complement the funds that are available through the LIHEAP program. So that's good news for low-income consumers.
Yeah. Is good faith on the part of consumers also required in this in these programs?
Yes, it is. We will look at the recent payment history of every applicant to see whether payments have been made in the past. And if no payments have been made or an insufficient amount of payments have been made, then we will ask the applicant to make a payment to their utility company as a demonstration of a good faith effort. So
yeah.
That's one of the policies of the program that we've been implementing for quite some time now.
What if you're, in terms of LIHEAP, what if you're suddenly confronted with an emergency? I mean, the heat's they're going to turn it off.
Well, we will process applications in fairly short order. Our agencies accept walk-ins, and we're able to communicate with the utility companies in real time using computers through the web, so those communications can happen virtually instantaneously, which means that we can apply that pledge to your account if you're eligible, and then utility will usually respond within a day or two. And as I mentioned before, if you're facing an imminent disconnection, then you may be eligible for the additional reconnection assistance. What we typically call reconnection assistance is that additional help to allow you to, in this case, maintain your service, to prevent that disconnection from happening.
Yeah. I suppose we can wrap up here now with talking a little bit about the tax credits that are available for some weatherization improvements. As I understand it, these improvements had to have been made in calendar year 2007 and are to be reported on one's 2007 state tax return. Is that correct?
I think you are right. Yeah, these are federal tax credits.
Okay, federal tax credits. Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, you should definitely take advantage of that if you haven't already.
Yeah. What's the word on that? Do you think that that tax credit, those tax credits will be renewed?
I'm not sure whether they will or not. I know that the federal energy policy is geared towards encouraging energy conservation in a number of different ways. So that's something that would be good for consumers, and we'd like to see that.
Okay. Now, I suspect we might have had some listeners go for pencil and paper while we've been talking. So maybe, Mr. Jackson, you would give us the website address and a phone number again for information about the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP, and the state's Home Weatherization Program.
Sure. It's the website address is keepwarm.illinois.gov, and that toll-free phone number is 877-411-WARM or 411-9276.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Charles Jackson is Deputy Director for the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services. He heads the state's Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, and the state's Home Weatherization Program. LIHEAP is designed to assist eligible low-income households pay for winter energy services, and the goal of the Home Weatherization Program is to help low-income residents save fuel and money while boosting their comfort at home. And if you don't need assistance but you want to cut back on that heating bill, save money and save energy, there are some tips at that website that Jackson mentioned, www.keepwarm.illinois.gov.